So here's something wild. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, actually shut down their own AI detection tool. Why? Because it was just too inaccurate. And that's the conversation we're tackling today.
Right. And that's a pattern we're seeing across the board. AI detectors like GPT-0 and 0GPT claim high accuracy rates. We're talking 98-99%. But when you test them in real-world scenarios, the numbers tell a completely different story.
Let's break that down. What exactly are we talking about when we say these tools are unreliable?
Two main issues: false positives and false negatives. False positives happen when the tool flags human-written content as AI-generated. False negatives are the opposite. AI content gets labeled as human. Both can cause serious problems, especially for content creators and publishers who rely on these tools.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So how common are these errors?
Very common. OpenAI's classifier only correctly identified 26% of AI-written text, and it incorrectly flagged 9% of human content as AI. That's, basically unusable for any serious application.
And GPT-0 and 0GPT, these are the popular ones right now. How do they actually compare?
Independent tests show mixed results depending on content type. GPT-0 generally demonstrates better overall accuracy and fewer false positives. Some studies report GPT-0's false positive rate as low as under 1%, though other research shows higher rates for specific content, around 18% on student work and over 61% for non-native English writing.
So GPT-0 is the more reliable option overall?
In most cases, yes. 0GPT consistently shows high false positive rates across multiple studies. We're talking anywhere from 10% to over 80% in some tests. It's known for incorrectly flagging human-written content as AI-generated, which is a major problem for anyone using it.
That's a huge range. Can you give us a concrete example?
Sure. Independent tests have shown 0GPT flagging passages from classic literature as AI-generated, stories written decades or even centuries before AI existed. The tool struggles to distinguish formal or structured writing from AI output, which leads to these absurd false positives. I mean, imagine telling a Victorian novelist their work looks like a robot wrote it.
That's quite the time travel accusation.
Exactly. These tools often look for patterns like consistent sentence structure, formal vocabulary, or low variation in style, characteristics common in both AI output and traditional formal writing. When they encounter classic literature, academic papers, or official speeches, they can misfire badly.
That point about formal writing patterns sets up our next piece: the real-world consequences of these misfires. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're a content creator or publisher working through the challenges of AI-generated content, you need reliable strategies to build authority and increase organic traffic. Ampifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model with partnerships across over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels. Whether you're looking to boost exposure or strengthen your reputation, learn how they can help at the link in the description.
Picking up on those formal writing patterns, what happens when publishers rely on these flawed tools to vet their content?
You risk publishing worse content. If your detector gives AI-generated fluff a pass, you're letting low-quality work slip through. And if it flags original human writing as AI, you might reject or heavily edit perfectly good pieces. Either way, you're making decisions based on inherently inaccurate information.
And there's bias baked into these systems too, right?
Yes. A Stanford study found that AI detectors misclassified over 61% of essays written by non-native English speakers as AI-generated. These tools struggle with academic writing, ESL text, and citation-heavy prose, because they produce low perplexity signals similar to AI output. I actually saw this firsthand when a colleague's perfectly written article got flagged simply because English wasn't her first language. She was devastated.
That's heartbreaking. So to everyone listening, if you're using these tools, what's the takeaway here?
First, understand that AI detection provides probabilistic assessments, not definitive proof. In other words, these tools are making educated guesses, not delivering certainty. Never use a detector score as the sole basis for any decision. Second, if you must use one, GPT-0 is generally the safer choice because it's less likely to falsely label human content as AI. But both tools carry substantial risks.
Right, that makes sense.
What about the consequences when these tools get it wrong?
The psychological impact can be severe. Students falsely accused of using AI experience anxiety, stress, and decreased motivation. There was a master's student in Austria whose thesis was flagged as AI written. He faced potential expulsion. Many higher education institutions have actually turned off AI detection features because of these high false positive risks.
And for publishers specifically?
There are legal concerns too. Current copyright law generally states that works created solely by AI without sufficient human authorship aren't eligible for copyright protection. However, works involving meaningful human contribution may still be copyrightable for those human-authored aspects. Publishers need to understand these nuances.
So the legal territory is complicated.
Right. And these detectors are easily fooled anyway. Minor edits, paraphrasing, or using humanizer tools can evade detection. Some humanizer tools claim bypass rates approaching 100%, and tests show that simple paraphrasing significantly reduces AI detection probability.
I see. That's concerning.
It is. And AI models evolve rapidly, so detection tools often lag behind. What works today might be obsolete in 6 months. Have you ever wondered how we can maintain content quality when the technology meant to help us is this unreliable?
That's the real question. So, what should content creators and publishers do instead?
Focus on process over detection. Implement editorial standards that emphasize original research, unique insights, and clear sourcing. If you're working with writers, require process statements where they explain how they completed the work and disclose any AI use. Build trust and transparency into your workflow rather than relying on flawed automated tools.
That sounds like a more sustainable approach.
Think about it this way. If OpenAI couldn't build a reliable detector for their own AI, and they have all the internal data and resources, what chance do third-party tools have? The answer is, they're all guessing to some degree.
That's a sobering reality check. Any final thoughts for our listeners working through this situation?
Quality content comes from thoughtful editing, strong editorial standards, and genuine expertise, not from automated gatekeeping. AI detectors might have a limited role in initial screening, but they should never replace human judgment. The risks of false accusations and biased outcomes are just too high.
Well said. Thanks for breaking this down with me today. To everyone tuning in, stay skeptical of tools that promise easy answers to complex problems. Until next time.